Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8:30, Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 76 degrees right now. A man was pulled from a swimming pool in South Wichita. It happened Monday night in the 3900 block of South Seneca at the Huntington Place Apartments. A police spokesperson says the man was not breathing and was hospitalized in very critical condition. Additional information was not immediately available. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a clear sky to start today, it's going to be sunny and breezy again this afternoon. Much like yesterday, our high 93 with south winds at 15 to 40 miles per hour. A disturbance is heading our way tonight that could trigger a few overnight thunderstorms. Otherwise, our low 73 and the chance of a few pop-up thunderstorms during the heat of the afternoon Wednesday, our high 93. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Now partly cloudy. And 76 degrees. We have a strong south wind gusting to 30 miles per hour. One person injured in a house fire early today in western Sedgwick County around 1 a.m. Firefighters called to the 61 West Timothy Lane near Goddard, where they found smoke and flames. An adult male was hospitalized in serious condition. County Fire Division Chief Eddie Fajardo tells KNSS News about damage to the house.
It was basically confined to one room there in the front of the structure. It was pretty heavily damaged inside that one room, the living room. But there's smoke damage throughout the entire structure.
Cause is under investigation. Prosecutors will ask 25 years in prison for a lottery computer programmer who has admitted to rigging jackpots in multiple states.
A plea agreement released Monday shows former Multi-State Lottery Association Security Director Eddie Tipton has agreed to plead guilty to felony charges in Iowa and Wisconsin. Prosecutors will seek a 25-year term for him in Iowa. The document states his brother, Tommy Tipton, will plead guilty to theft charges in Iowa. The brother has agreed to recommend that he serve 75 days in jail. The document calls for the brothers to pay back a total of $3 million in lottery winnings that were linked to rigged drawings in Colorado, Oklahoma, Wisconsin, and Kansas. They've also agreed to tell investigators all facts related directly or indirectly to their actions to fix, win, and claim lottery jackpots. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The Wichita City Council will conduct a workshop today. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News it'll be a big workshop, looking at a possible public-private effort to operate the city's water and sewer system.
The manager's been working hard ever since he's been here to figure out that the best way to run the most efficient government that we can. And so we often are looking at different partnerships to be able to do that.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Everything is going well so far for the new Wichita Police Department app.
It has been a very successful 10 days since the launch of the WPD app. We have had 1,592 downloads and numerous contacts from people providing information and asking questions. If there is anyone who has not downloaded the WPD app, you can go to your app store and search for Wichita Police Department.
Police Sergeant Nikki Woodrow says the app is another way for Wichita Police to maintain contact with members of the community and another tool for fighting crime. KNSS National News Time, 8:34.
Another big day in Washington as Attorney General Jeff Sessions testifies before the Senate Intelligence Committee. From Washington, ABC's Kenneth Moten.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions expected to address his role in the firing of FBI Director James Comey and take on allegations of perjury during his confirmation hearings for failing to disclose meetings with Russia's ambassador. Sessions' testimony could offer some uncomfortable moments for the Trump White House, but the Attorney General is expected to invoke executive privilege to keep from publicly discussing his private conversations with the president. Kenneth Moten, ABC News, Washington.
Washington is also weighing in on a new report that President Trump might be considering firing the man now in charge of the Russia investigation, Special Counsel Robert Mueller. The White House dismisses those comments. Former independent counsel Ken Starr, who investigated the Clinton administration, is defending Robert Mueller.
Bob Mueller has the integrity and the ability to make judgments, to call him as he sees him. He's going to be a very fair umpire.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning, 8:35 here. And it's time for entertainment news. The Blur with Ted Woodward talking about the top earning celebrity in the world. Ted?
Yeah, let's get to that list of top earning celebrities. Let's also take a look at the Tony Awards and how did the ratings go, and the Cosby trial as well.
Whether you call him Puff Daddy, Diddy, or Sean Combs, the musician and businessman tops the Forbes list of top-earning celebrities with an estimated pre-tax income the last 12 months of $130 million. Beyonce second with $105 million. Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling is third.
Shut that crap off. I just want to say...
Sunday night's Tony Awards had some great moments, like Bette Midler refusing to be played off the stage during her acceptance speech, but fewer people saw them. The audience for the telecast was 31% smaller than last year's Tonys, when the buzz around the musical Hamilton drew the largest TV audience in 15 years. After calling just one witness, a police officer, the defense in the Bill Cosby sexual assault trial rested its case Monday morning. The prosecution rested last Friday after a week of testimony in Norristown, Pennsylvania. The case now goes to the jury. I'm Christopher Watson.
Which stars are set to do battle on a reboot of a classic competition show? It's time to bring back Battle of the Network Stars.
Oh, boy. Really?
Yeah. A staple of my childhood.
You bet.
Howard Cosell.
Is Adrian Barbeau going to be in this one?
Well, let's check that list. 100 celebs in all from shows including Modern Family, Beverly Hills 90210, The West Wing, Scandal, and more. There's NSYNC's Joey Fatone and Lance Bass, and people who were on the original 70s and 80s show, including Isaac from The Love Boat, Ted Lang.
Really?
And Kim Fields from Facts of Life. So,
there you
yeah,
go.
There you go.
Wow.
That all kicks off on June 29th.
That might be kind of fun to watch.
Well, you know I'll probably tune in.
Yeah.
Battle of the Network Stars. And we're one step closer to that reboot of American Idol.
Start your vocal warm-ups and get out your smartphone. Auditions for ABC's reboot of American Idol are kicking off August 17th. The traditional multi-city auditions start in Portland, Oregon and Orlando, Florida, with planned stops in 17 cities in all. Or you can audition online. Just take a video of your sweet vocal stylings and submit it to AmericanIdol.com or social media. Still no word on an American Idol premiere date yet or a host. And so far, Katy Perry is the only confirmed judge. Linda Lopez, ABC News.
Take a look at the late night funny last night on television during primetime, special primetime show last night before the NBA Finals. ABC's Jimmy Kimmel Live, Jimmy talking about the matchup. And when basketball is on ABC, The Bachelorette is not on.
If you were tuning in looking for The Bachelorette, I'm sorry to say the hot tub is closed tonight. It tested positive for every possible STD, so... You'll have to wait until next week to see Rachel send another personal trainer named Chad home, okay?
Because there you go. And Jimmy also poking fun at the competitors in the NBA Finals.
The hotel where the Warriors practice right now is also hosting the annual business summit for the national cannabis industry. Which would explain why Steph Curry ate his mouth guard, but at one point... The smell of marijuana was so strong in the hotel, a representative from the cannabis industry had to go down to the gym and be like, guys, I know you're up 3-1, but we're trying to get work done up there.
And the other Jimmy last night, Jimmy Fallon on NBC's The Tonight Show, starring Jimmy Fallon, talking about Puerto Rico, thinking about becoming a state.
This is pretty big. I saw that yesterday. Puerto Rico voted to become America's 51st state. That's when you know things can't be good in Puerto Rico, when they see what's going on here and they're like, we're going to take our chances. I think it's worth it.
Jimmy Fallon last night. Let's take a look at the top of the music charts and a new star in Hollywood.
It's a fifth week on top for Despacito. Luis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee's Latin single featuring Justin Bieber is again number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart.
Come and move that in my direction.
It's also the top downloaded song and the top stream song. On the album side of things,
gotta be right now.
Halsey scored her first number one with her new project, Hopeless Fountain Kingdom.
Today was a good day.
It was a good day for Ice Cube. The rapper, actor, writer, and producer now is a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. It came in the recording category, and at the ceremony, he talked about the importance of music.
Music is not just about entertainment, but it's about understanding. It's about us understanding each other.
And happy birthday today to Weezer frontman Rivers Cuomo, who's 47. Actor-comedian Tim Allen is 64. Captain America Chris Evans is 36. And the Olsen twins are 31. I'm Jason Athenson.
A couple of movie anniversaries today.
All right.
20 years ago today, out in Wichita theaters, Speed 2, Cruise Control. The sequel to Speed.
Yeah.
Remember that one?
Runaway Bus.
Runaway Bus, Sandra Bullock. Keanu Reeves, that movie did great business. So, of course, they did a sequel.
Had to, yeah.
And that's, also involves Sandra Bullock on board an out-of-control cruise ship. Yeah. It turned out not to be quite as exciting.
Yeah,
a speeding bus as opposed to a very slow-moving cruise ship.
That
didn't help.
Pretty exciting.
Critical reception of the film, extremely negative.
really?
It was nominated for 8 Golden Raspberry Awards, and it did win the award for Worst Remake or Sequel.
Very good.
Speed 2.
Award-winning.
Of course, Sandra Bullock said she was going to pass. I'm not going to do this movie. And then they offered her $12 million.
And she said
yes.
This movie.
They also offered Keanu Reeves $12 million, and he said no. He turned it down.
How about
moved
that?
Moved on to other things.
He has his standards.
There you go.
Yeah.
Speed 2, Cruise Control. It's 20th anniversary today. And today marks the 50th anniversary of the James Bond movie, You Only Live Twice.
Mm-hmm. That's one of my favorite themes.
50 years
songs.
Ago. The Nancy Sinatra theme is fantastic.
Maybe the best. I don't know.
I
Goldfinger's
love that
close,
one.
But. That's a pretty piece of music.
Oh man!
Now he is actually posing as a Japanese man.
Yes,
who is 6'2", and has these funny little shoes on.
And from Scotland.
Yeah, and from Scotland.
Yeah, yeah, The part
a very
of the,
good disguise.
Part of the second half of the plot is the fact that James Bond is trying to disguise himself as a Japanese fisherman.
Yeah.
So they put on this ridiculous wig. They give him slanty eyes, which not politically correct, of course.
I know. Yeah.
And they have him do a fake marriage so that he has this little dutiful Japanese wife.
Got a cover, yeah.
And then, he destroys Spectre after that.
There's a lot of helicopters and rope climbing and all kinds of crap. And not my favorite, but I love the theme to that.
That's a great theme song,
yeah.
Nancy Sinatra, You Only Live Twice.
You Only Live Twice.
There you go. That's a 50th anniversary today of You Only Live Twice.
That could be said of my radio career, you know.
You Only Live Twice?
Yeah, I've been in and out and then back again.
Yeah.
So don't look for me anymore after this one.
There are a lot of Bond titles we could apply to your career.
There are.
Never Say Never Again.
Never Say Never Again.
The Living Daylights.
When it comes to a raise, Dr. No.
Well, you've got all sorts of options don't
we're
we?
We're covered. Yeah. We're covered.
All right. Well, entertainment news in the blur is brought to you by our good friends at Pizza John's
in Derby.
You want a tasty pizza? You just go on down to Pizza John's. It's right there at 208 South Baltimore on K-15. Pizza John's in Derby.
Derby. 8:43 now with Steve and Ted. Recognition for a local company's work in supply. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.